So, like many of speakers before, of course, I would also like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to talk here about some of my results. Many speakers before have mentioned the work of Bruce Allison, particularly structural algebras, which of course is his main contribution, in my opinion. I will talk about something else, because I'm not really an expert in structural algebra, something else which is also related to Bruce Allison's mathematical ideas, which actually it comes from one of his papers, namely skew-dihedral homology. So this will be a talk which is works in a very general setting. I will first define what is skew-dihedral homology. I will then give you some examples. And then I'll give you a theorem, and then hopefully some applications. So, are we okay? Okay. So, throughout this talk, I will suppose that I have a abelian group. And in fact, everything will be gamma graded. It will be gamma graded in a natural way, usual sense. I won't always have time to say precisely in which sense, but it's okay. And it will be over field. Field F, and maybe sometimes one should assume characteristic not 2 and not 3, or perhaps even 0. I will always assume that A is a gamma graded Lie, sorry, that A is a gamma graded algebra, which now in this audience means a non-associative algebra. So gamma graded here means that the product of A gamma times A delta is contained in A gamma plus delta. And I will also need that in addition to this gamma grading, we have a decomposition A1 into some subspaces, a finite number of them, AL. And these subspaces should be graded subspaces, so they should be of the form that AI is a direct sum over AI intersection A gamma. Okay. So, check if I have something else right. Now, associated to this situation is, in a natural way, a space or an algebra, which I thought, well, should be called Bruce's space or Bruce's algebra. But it's a little bit long, so I decided to scrap the first two letters, which then means UCE of A. And perhaps even that is too long, so sometimes I will just say U of A. And you will understand UCA later. And this is the following. What we do is we take the tensor product of A with itself, and we mod out a certain subspace, a graded subspace, B for Bruce, namely the span, or the B is defined as follows. We want to mimic something which is Jacobi identity. So you start with looking at A tensor BC, and then you cyclically permute. So we get B tensor CA plus C tensor AB. And we want to have something anti-commutative, so we also mod out the simple tensors of form AA. And this decomposition which we have is included in the construction by as follows. We take the union of all I distinct from J, AI tensor AJ. So then, this space U of A, just then the span of all symbols AB, AB and A, and AB is an abbreviation of the image of A tends to B plus the span of B. Right? Okay. Now it is a graded space, gamma graded, where the gamma component is just the sum of A delta, A gamma minus delta in the usual sense. Okay. Now we assume that we have an inner derivation map. Which can be defined without a lot of conditions as follows. This is simply a map delta, which goes from this space U of A into the graded derivations of A. I'll explain this in a minute, in a second, rather. And I will write this in the form that A bracket B goes onto an element delta AB. So what are the graded derivations? Well, the graded derivations are derivations. It's a subalgebra. It's a graded, the maximal graded subalgebra of the derivation algebra. In general, the derivation algebra does not inherit a grading. So it's the sum of all gamma and gamma of the elements in the derivation algebra which have degree gamma. So something lies herein in this space if and only if delta of A, well, this is D of A delta, is contained in A gamma plus delta for all delta in our group gamma. Okay. And so I assume that this delta in the derivation map goes into the graded derivation map. Graded derivation, and it should be of the homogeneous of degree zero, which means just that delta of A gamma A delta has degree gamma plus delta. Okay. And now with these two data, one can define the skewed Ahito homology as H of A delta. It is simply the kernel of this map delta. Right, so this means that, you can write it out, these are the sums, AI, BI, such that sum delta AI, BI is zero. Okay. So this map, this space, okay, so this H of A delta, this is called the skew Ahito homology associated to the pair A and delta. The space U of A has a natural algebra structure, a graded algebra structure, and you do the following. You multiply two simple tensors by saying, well, this should be delta AB by 2CB plus C delta ABD. And then one has the usual theorem that to together with this product, this is usually a Lie algebra. So usually means now in the natural examples. So for example, e.g., if A is a Lie algebra, or if A is a structural algebra, I will come to this example and explain this later. So first, right? This, in fact, that for a structural algebra, that this U of A is a Lie algebra, this is not so obvious, and it involves some identity chasing. In fact, a lot of identity chasing. It was proven in a paper by Allison and Gao. There are other instances where this is a Lie algebra. So, I already mentioned structural algebra, so the first example then is, let me do this in more detail, structural algebra. So we assume that A bar is a structural algebra. So one of the nice advantages of being one of the last speakers is, of course, that everybody now by now knows what is a structural algebra. I don't have to repeat it. And I also don't have to tell you what are the inner derivation maps because you have already seen this. So for a structural algebra, our decomposition, which we have, is just A1 plus A upper 2, where A1 are the Hermitian elements with respect to the involution, and A2 are the skew Hermitian elements. So I will assume that characteristic is not 2 and not 3. To be on the safe side. And then this delta of AB for the structural case is just the inner derivation map which Proust has defined in one of his early papers on structural algebra. So I don't write it down. You have already seen this in one of the talks. I forgot now which talk, but e.g., if this is Jordan, then delta of AB is just the usual inner derivation by bracket of left multiplication and or left multiplication by A and B. Okay. Right. Now, in this setting of structural algebras, the skew dihedral homology made its first appearance in the literature in a paper by Allison and Gao. Namely, what they did is they considered the Steinberg unitary Lie algebra of A bar, and actually there are some parameters gamma which I leave out here. So this is a Lie algebra which is defined by generators and relations. One assumes that N is at least 3, and it maps onto the elementary unitary Lie algebra of A gamma. So this is a rather general construction. There's also a paper by Ellis and Faulkner, where they define this for any algebra with involution, but in general, it does not make sense to look this unless A is structural for n equals 3, or A is associative for n bigger than 3, because if A is not structural, you cannot recover the algebra A. And the theorem, which is proven in this paper by Allison and Gao, says the following. First of all, the center of this Steinberg unitarily algebra is exactly the skewed-Hittel homology. And part B, if n is not 4, then this is in fact the STO, and the Steinberg-Lie algebra is the universal covering algebra of the elementary unitary algebra. So there is some interest to try to understand how does this space look like. Now let me give you another example where this occurred. So example two . Let A be a Lie algebra. A equals now L. And we suppose that decomposition is trivial. So we have just one L1. And in this setting, I will take as my inner derivation map the adjoint map of the bracket XY. In this setting, then, the skewed-Hittel homology is related to the second homology with trivial coefficients. It's just H2 of L, which is isomorphic to H2 of L, plus a space which is isomorphic to the intersection of the center of L and the first derived algebra. And there is an old result of van der Kuylen, which says the following. There's a natural map of Poisson's algebra onto L. Namely, what you do is you just map the pointed bracket XY onto the bracket of XY. Now, suppose that L is perfect, then this map is not only a central extension, it is the up to isomorphism, universal central extension. It is the universal central extension of your Lie algebra L. So this space gives you a convenient method, convenient model for the universal central extension. Okay, now, let me continue a little bit more with Lie algebras. It depends. If your Lie algebra A is finite dimensional, then U of A will be finite dimensional. In general, this will be an infinite dimensional object. Okay. Well, let L be a delta graded Lie algebra. So delta here is, well, I don't write it down. Delta is a finite, irreducible root system which need not be reduced. And suppose it is centerless, which you can always achieve by modding out the center. First part A, which is just a sort of rough, very rough summary of the works of many people, most of them in this audience. Let's say it starts with, or some of them, if busy one, it's Benkert Smirnov. Then there is Ellison, Benkert Gao. And there are many more, several more. And what they prove can be summarized as follows. This Lie algebra L, it can be described, so this means if you force me, I will be able to do it after some thoughts. It can be described in terms of an algebra A which has some decomposition S. I assumed, and an inner derivation map delta. Now, for the purpose of this talk, what is of importance is such that the second homology of H U of L is isomorphic to the skew-dihedral homology group of the pair A, comma delta. So in this setting, our abelian group will just be the trivial group. Well, I said Poisson's algebra is usually a Lie algebra, so for example, one can prove in this setting, this is proven in paper there, paper mentioned, that in this case, U of L is a Lie. U of A is a Lie algebra. Now, we had some gamma gradings. So, the philosophy of delta-graded Lie algebras is that whatever you want to do on the Lie algebra side can be rephrased in terms of your coordinate system A. Can be rephrased in terms of your coordinate algebra. For example, you saw an example of this general philosophy in the talk by Chocha, where she described the centroid of L is essentially given by the center of this algebra A. In the same spirit, you can prove that this L has a compatible gamma grading. So this means a gamma grading which is compatible with the delta grading and satisfies some weak additional assumption, like, for example, the grading subalgebra G should be lying in L upper 0. So I denote the grading, gamma grading by L upper 0. It has a compatible gamma grading if and only if this coordinate algebra A is gamma graded. For the purpose of my result, I need something more. Similarly, in the same philosophy, this is a paper by Chocha, you can describe derivations and you can describe invariant forms. L has an invariant form if and only if A has an invariant form in the setting, well, I will describe this right away in the following setting. Okay. So to come back to the goal of this talk, the goal was to describe this CUDA heterohomology. Here's the result, which one can use to describe this group. Here. So suppose that your pair A delta satisfies the following. Part one, all these homogeneous pieces should be finite dimensional. And the dimension of the intersection of this, the image of delta with the gamma homogeneous piece should also be finite dimension. This is a rather technical assumption, but it's always fulfilled if, for example, your algebra is finally generated. Now, to state the result in a very nice form, I will assume for the purpose here that A has an invariant, has a non-degenerate bilinear form, delta, in the following setting, in the following sense, such that, well, it should be invariant, which means that you can move over the B from here, and you can move over the A. This is the same as B, CA. The form should be graded, which means that the form on A gamma A delta is zero if gamma plus delta is not zero. The decomposition which we have should be an orthogonal decomposition. AI HA is zero for I distinct from J. And the inner derivation map should satisfy the following rule. Delta of AB applied to CD is the same as delta of CD applied to AB. Okay, then then I can define a linear form and the map which takes so let's S D or A B the derivations such that derivation delta is skew. And let be the graded. Okay, then define. Okay, and let graded S der A be the intersection of S der A intersection this graded the algebra of A. So the assumption here will imply that the image of the inner derivation map is always contained in the skew derivations. And then for delta, for partial, let's say, of the graded S or A, you can define a linear form on, in fact, U of A, but let's say on H of A also, namely delta star of the sum of xi, yi. It's just the sum of, and then I apply this delta to the, this is the derivation, so I apply to xi, I take the form yi. Okay. Then the map partial goes to partial star induces an isomorphism of graded vector spaces between the quotient space of the graded skew derivations of A modulo the image of delta onto the graded dual space of H A delta. So by definition, this means this is a direct sum of gamma, and then you take duals individually of all graded pieces of H A delta. In particular, this now gives you a non-degenerate pairing between this space and H A delta. So graded aster A modulo the image of delta is H A delta on each F. So for example, if you have some knowledge about the dimension here, this will give you immediately the knowledge what is the dimension here, because you have a non-degenerate pairing. If this is finite dimensional for every homogeneous piece, then so is this, and the dimensions match up. So for special cases, this theorem has been proven before. The earliest reference I could find is in the book of George Seligman on characteristic P Lie algebras, where he proved this result for finite dimensional Lie algebras using some Lie algebraic methods. It was later then extended to graded Lie algebras, certain types of gradings by Fonsteiner. It was also proven in the famous PhD thesis of Radoslav Kiriliok for alternative algebras, and he proved this result using that to any alternative algebra you can associate a Lie algebra. So he proved this result using Lie algebra methods. The proof here is completely abstract. He also left out this condition here, which one has to assume. Let me also say that the second part here is actually not necessary. There's a version of this theorem which works just assuming number one. If you do this, then you have to replace the derivations of A by derivations which have values in the graded dual, but same result also is true. And since I'm already over time, I'll just say that this result is a key result to describe things like the universal central extension of a Lie torus. It can be applied to describe the cyclic skew-dihedral homology of structural tori, of Jordan tori, essentially all tori which are used in the coordinations of extended affine Lie algebras. Thank you very much.
Ascendant thoughts start at 1 foot.